This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show's your connection to local music and more. And there's some music and more on this coming Sunday's program at Sinai Temple in Champaign called Sinai's Got Talent. They had a contest a while ago, and their finalists are participating in the public event on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We'll hear about that from Garth Gersten. And on the later portion of the show, we'll hear about the concert tonight in Charleston at Eastern Illinois University by the wind ensembles, by the choral ensembles and percussion ensemble, emphasis on the latter. Percussion professor Jamie Ryan is with us on the show. We hope you'll stay tuned to Live and Local. Listening to Itzhak Perlman with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra from a disc of popular Jewish melodies. That one's called The Jewish Mother or A Yiddisha Mama. And a traditional tune there, Dov Seltzer conducting and arranged the music on this particular CD. And that's by way of introduction to the first part of our show here on Live and Local today with Garth Gersten, who's involved with the production on Sunday afternoon at Sinai Temple on Windsor Road in Champaign called Sinai's Got Talent, obviously modeled after, or at least inspired by, America's Got Talent. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
What's your involvement or your role with this event?
Well, I'm nominally, I'm on the committee who's helped organize the event, although Alice Berkson has been really in charge of doing a lot of the legwork. I was on the committee that we had auditions a couple weeks ago. Community-wide auditions to emphasize that this is a community event. It's a fundraiser for Sinai Temple, but we're doing it as part of a community event. And while each one of the acts has a Jewish connection, not all the performers are Jewish. Not all the material that's being presented is Jewish. Not all of our judges are going to be Jewish. And it's a contest. And like America's Got Talent, we have a cash prize for the winners. And
probably not quite as big, though.
It's not quite as big, but it's pretty big for a local. We have a $300 cash prize for an adult, and we have a $150 cash prize for our youth division. And the winners will be selected by the audience. So the people come out on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We'll see the performances, and then they will vote as to who the winners are. So the judges will be like American Idol judges and America's Got Talent judges. They'll just provide commentary and guidance for our audience.
Do the judges have any say at all, other than, you know, their comments may influence the audience?
Well, I think all they're technically able to do is to try to influence the audience by their commentary. But they should be there. They're there to have a good time and to see nine really terrific acts
so,
in the community.
So your judges?
Our judges are Kathy Harden, who right now is at the Station Theater doing the Jewish country western singer Patsy Cline.
She was just here the other day about that.
Yeah, so Kathy will be one of our judges. And then we have Tammy Kitka from Krannert Center. She's the assistant director for artistic services there. And so she's obviously very well familiar with all the different kinds of arts and commentary.
And she's actually a former host here in WILL. It's been quite a long time, but she used to host here pretty regularly.
And then we have Rich Warren, who hosts the Midnight Special on WFMT, if I can mention the other radio stations.
Well, actually, it comes out of WFMT, but we air it here on WILL, so that's perfectly fine.
Okay. and then we have our fourth judge is Jim Turpin from the other side of the radio.
Now, that really is the other side, yeah.
Yeah. So
WDWS.
So Jim will be there as well. So those are our illustrious panel of judges. And I don't think between them they've decided who's going to be Paula and who's going to be Piers and who's going to be Simon. So we'll see.
I remember when we did our a cappella beatdown thing on the WILL TV a little while ago, I was designated as the head judge, and I said, and I want to be Simon. But I don't think I was that mean. I hope not, anyway.
Well, I don't think any of these, because these acts are also really good, I don't think we're going to get any Simonish commentary.
So. None of those seem like very Simonish people. to the best of my knowledge anyway.
So.
And you have an MC, Paul Donahue. I don't know him.
Yeah,
should
Paul,
I?
Yeah. Paul is a local talent. He's MC'd other performance venues and shows, and he's worked with us in Tulsa, and he'll be sort of witty, although the show is going to be a pretty quick show. We're going to have the whole show should last a little over an hour with the nine acts and the voting and the award of prizes and the refreshments afterwards.
Oh, that's always important.
It's always important to have food. So Paul Donahue will be it's going to be a terrific host, introducing and keeping the show moving along.
Have you done this event before?
This is the first time we've done this kind of a fundraiser, this kind of a talent show. And one of the ideas behind it was to give back to the community. One of the themes that we've had at Sion Temple this year is Sion Temple is part of the community and part of the is a vital part of the community and the growth of the community. And so that's why we wanted to have a community event, and that's why we brought in all these different kinds of people to be the judges, and why we had open auditions for anybody in the community who wanted to come. And we really do have quite a wide variety of acts. I mean, we have the Zoo Improv is going to be one of our acts, and I know they perform locally. And for the audition, they had to do, we gave them a routine about doing a bar mitzvah party in Antarctica. So it'll be, I don't know what the audience will come up with for their performance on Sunday. We have Rob Orr is doing a number by some folk singer from Minnesota, Robert Zimmerman. I think he goes by a different name than Zimmerman, but Dylan, that's it, Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited.
Was that his name?
Robert Zimmerman, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Robert Zimmerman was his original name, and he went to the same summer camp that I went to as a child. So,
But not at the same time.
Not at the same time, although they found recently a song that he wrote while at camp that was stuck in an archive, and they auctioned it off to help fund the camp.
That must have done pretty well, I imagine.
I think I heard it did pretty well. So Rob Orr is going to be doing one of those numbers. We have Paul Weichsel is going to be singing a Yiddish song called the Romania Romania. And Paul has soloed all over the country and was a former math professor at the university. We have an engineering professor who will be doing If I Were a Rich Man, Harry Dankowitz. We have our two youths, Caitlin Caruso Dobbs, who performs all over Central Illinois, will be doing Don't Rain on My Parade, a song popularized by Barbara Streisand, but about the great Jewish performer Fanny Bryce. And Maya Gersten will be doing Being Alive, written by Stephen Sondheim. Who is Jewish, and that's the connection, although the song is not necessarily a Jewish song.
As long as there's something.
There was some connection. For example, Margot Millman will be accompanying herself on the piano and playing a song called Still Hurting from the musical The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. Jason Robert Brown is Jewish, and in that show, actually, there's a two-character show, and one of the characters is a Jewish author, but she'll be singing the song about his wife, who was in the show referred to as the Shiksa goddess. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece. We have a young woman named Angie Rooley, who's a singer-songwriter. And she's written a song called Play For Me, David, inspired by her reflections about King David from the Bible.
And David was he considered to be a player of the harp?
I think he was a player of the harp and a major composer of lots of hymns and psalms. So this is Angie's written this piece, and it's by herself, and it's a really beautiful piece that caught the rest of the judging panel. We all, you know, had a quiet moment of swallowing, and when you're judging, you're trying to be quiet and impassive. But I was really moved by the playing of it. And we have Tamara Gingold, who teaches in Urbana at the schools, and she's going to be playing the violin, and she's going to be playing the Simchat Torah suite movement. So, I mean, we have comedy, we have Broadway, we have popular, we have violins, a true sense of community-wide different talents.
Well, I was kind of surprised to hear that so many of the winners were adults and sometimes older adults, because usually think of these things as, I think of these things anyway, kids come out to relative kids, you know, on all these shows, television shows. They're all younger people, so it's great that not only is it community, but it's a representation of the community.
Yeah, we have our youngest competitor is 15, and
that's probably Caitlin, right?
Caitlin and Maya. I think Caitlin is 16 now, and Maya's 15, and our oldest competitor is probably Paul, but I don't know exactly how old he is. He's a young, over 40 person.
Right. Well, I know just a couple of these people, although I personally, and I know they're very talented people, Zoo Improv, I know some of the folks in there. You know, it seems to me that they're at a disadvantage because everybody else knows what they're going to do going into it, and they can actually prepare. Zoo is going to be at the mercy of whatever idea the audience comes up with, right?
They're going to be completely at the mercy of the audience, and hopefully the audience will not be too mean to them. But I've seen them handle some pretty difficult topics. They're pretty experienced at handling it.
It's what they do, so.
We hope so.
Yeah.
So the game that they're doing is going to be called The Having Game, which is a very funny piece where we'll be giving them an event in a location for them to improvise a scene about, and they will do that scene for 1 minute. And then they'll repeat the scene exactly, or as exactly as they can get, in 30 seconds. And then they have to do it a third time in 15 seconds, and then 7.5 seconds. And we'll see how it goes. We may make them try to do it in 3 seconds. And as they say, hilarity should ensue.
Yeah, one would hope. We're talking about the program called Sinai's Got Talent at Sinai Temple in Champaign. They're at the 3104 West Windsor Road. Basically, get on Windsor and just keep driving if you're in most of Champaign-Urbana. Drive west. And that is at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Garth Gersten, my guest here. You don't have any klezmer music on the show.
Well, we didn't have
Nobody tried out.
Nobody tried out. It was a klezmer, although Paul's number is a traditional Yiddish number, Paul Weichsel's number. So it's a traditional Yiddish song. So it's got a little bit of klezmerish. Could have been klezmerish if he'd had a band with it, but he'll be singing with a piano.
Well, we'll take care of that right now. How's that?
Okay.
It's Itzhak Perlman, but this time he's joined by the klezmatics. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this right. Simchas Torah Time?
Simchas Torah Time.
There you go. This is from a CD called In the Fiddler's House here on Live and Local.
Okay, here we go. Eins, zwei, and let's go.
Drei Kinder, wir haben Simchas Teure, Simchas Teure auf der ganzen Welt. Teure ist die beste Scheure.
The Klezmatics, joined by violinist Itzhak Perlman, Simchas Torah Time here on Live and Local from the disc called In the Fiddler's House, sort of punctuating the program on Sunday afternoon at the Sinai Temple in Champaign. Sinai's Got Talent. Garth Gersten's my guest in this portion of the show. Coming up, we have Jamie Ryan, who's percussion professor at Eastern Illinois University, talking about the percussion ensemble concert with the choral ensembles tonight in Charleston. Garth, I'm just curious, did you get any feedback how difficult or not it may have been for the competitors to come up with things to do that had Jewish connections?
It didn't seem like it was that. Being there are a lot of Jewish performers and composers over the years.
Oh, that's for sure.
To choose from. We had somebody ask if they could sing White Christmas, since it was written by Irving Berlin, who was Jewish, and we said, you know, absolutely.
Why not?
Why not?
Ironic, but why not?
We'll put the whole show. We're going to put the show together to represent the community, and if it fits, it fits. But nobody did. I was waiting for somebody to do a song by Kiss for the Gene Simmons connection. But that didn't happen either. People did ask, and I gave them some suggestions and said, just go to. Pick out a piece that you like, and then see, sort of, if you were. So, but we gave people suggestions. Like I said, everything from Gene Simmons and Kiss to Irving Berlin, you could do. And as you can see from the acts that we have, the competitors did pick a wide variety of things with varying levels of connections.
How many people auditioned?
We had close to, I think we had about 20 separate different acts audition. We cut it down to 9 in both an adult and a youth division, and to reflect, again, this idea of community. We didn't want just all vocalists. We wanted different kinds of things. We didn't want all one kind of music. So we have all this different kinds of folk music and Broadway and an old Yiddish song. So, and then on Sunday it'll be up to the audience to decide.
To narrow it down to 2.
Well, to the 2 winners. The audience will get to pick their favorite performer, and the judges, our celebrity judges, won't have any role in it. It'll be just up to the people who show up. The tickets are really inexpensive. They're $5 for youth and $10 for adults. And there are refreshments. You can come out and support your friends, friend your colleagues, support your relatives, and support the community.
So if somebody needs directions to the temple?
I think, well, you sort of described it. You sort of head out Windsor Road, just past Duncan. There's a small complex across from the subway, and there's a new restaurant, Anson. There's no sign actually in front of the temple.
Yeah, I've noticed that before. Yeah.
But it's the long building with the 2 parking with the parking lot entrances, and you'll see vehicles will be going in.
Heading west on Windsor past Duncan. Look to your right.
Look
and
to
it's
your right.
The first thing there, pretty much.
It's pretty much the first thing there.
It looks like it's almost sunken down in a little bit. It's not, but I always think of it. It looks like it's down there somewhere.
I haven't thought of it that way. But yeah, we're going to start right at 4 o'clock. There's not going to be people talking about Jewish Standard Time, but we're going to start pretty much right on time at 4 o'clock. And so people can buy tickets at the door. We encourage everybody to come out and support the community.
Right. And no tickets in advance. Just show up and that's how you get
it. At this point, yeah, I don't think you'd be able to buy tickets in advance.
So. Okay. It's a great place to see performances like this. You're going to open up all the back, I presume.
It'll be opened up in the back, and we have a stage. And right, we've had lots of really great performances. There was a group called Chicago who was there a couple weeks ago.
Right, yeah, we had them on the show.
And they were terrific. And we've had the Illinois Children's Choir did a show a couple years ago called Brundabar.
I saw that. Yeah.
And we have really nice. It's really nice acoustics.
Yeah.
To really, you can hear the wonderful voices.
Yeah. Well, Garth, thanks for coming in and letting us know about it. It's Sinai's Got Talent. Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Sinai Temple in Champaign. Go out and vote and support whoever your friends are, if you know them.
Okay. Toda rabba.
Pack the audience. And we have coming up in just a few moments, Jamie Ryan to talk about tonight's percussion and choral ensemble concert, multicultural concert at Eastern Illinois University.
Used stereo equipment and thousands of CDs, records, and DVDs go on sale at Vintage Vinyl Saturday, May 8th. Don't miss the premium sale from 8 to 11 a.m. The entrance fee is $5. Free admission begins at 11. For more information, call Dean Geiken at 217-333-6503. Thank you.
My guest in this portion of Live and Local is Jamie Ryan, who is the still pretty new percussion faculty instructor at Eastern Illinois University's Department of Music, and he's here to talk a bit about the concert tonight at 7:30 at the Dowden Fine Arts Center, of a joint concert between some of the choral ensembles at Eastern and the percussion ensemble. They're calling it, as they do just about every year, their multicultural concert.
That's right.
And Richard Rossi directs some of the choirs. And is it Adam Steech? Is that how he says his name?
Steech, yeah.
Steech, okay. And, well, first of all, thanks for joining us on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jamie's about to go into a rehearsal now, as soon as we're done with this conversation.
That is correct.
And this is your first year at Eastern, right?
That's right, yeah.
Where were you before, and how did you end up here?
My family and I were in Madison, Wisconsin for about the 5 years previous to this. I was working on my doctorate there in music, and I was just freelancing and playing a lot. I taught at the college level before that in Pennsylvania and also a little bit in Wisconsin. So I'd been doing a lot of musical things. So,
where in Pennsylvania?
Mansfield. It's way up in the north central part of the state. I'd be surprised if anybody had really heard of it.
Oh, I was just curious because I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard of it, but I didn't really know where it was.
It was really a great place, but it was hard to find at first.
Yeah, northern Pennsylvania, there's not a whole lot up there that people pay attention to.
Yeah, a lot of good pictures to be taken.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Well, I'm kind of curious about some of the groups you've been involved with. They have wonderful names. The Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Right, right.
What's that?
That is a chamber music society in Madison, Wisconsin. They basically do chamber music concerts that have some sort of twist to them. They are not your starchy old string quartet recitals. These are pretty interesting kinds of things. Now, I haven't played with them in many years now, but most of the pieces we did were either quite new or sort of standard 20th century repertoire, and we had sort of elaborate staging and programmatic features to them. So,
well, it's a great name for a group.
Yeah.
Certainly tells you it's not going to be the usual classical shtick.
Those were fun concerts to do.
And the Tool and Drum Ensemble?
Yeah, that's with a friend of mine named Todd Hammes, who used to live in Tucson, Arizona. He moved up to Madison about 3 years ago. And he's a composer and a percussionist. And so when he does these chamber music percussion concerts of his, that's the moniker which he uses. And those are, he's just a great musician to work with. He has a very different bend from me, so it's always fun to see what kind of things we get up to when we play together. But a lot of improvisation, a lot of compositions of his. So.
And then you have a group you helped to co-found, Africa West, which we actually heard before we started this conversation.
Sure. Africa West is a group that my brother and another friend of ours founded about 11 years ago now, actually, that plays music that is affected by the slave trade. So, and we've studied music in all of these places, from Ghana to Cuba and the United States, all these places that have the slave trade as sort of a major cultural artifact of theirs. And so we try to put those traditional musics of various kinds together in our own pieces. And the recording that you played at the beginning is sort of, it's about 5 or 6 years old now. So we have a lot more sophisticated stuff than that even. And that's a really great group to play in. The group itself is in resonance at, a college in Cleveland, Ohio, Baldwin Wallace College. So we all three live in different places in the country, but we convene there about 3 or 4 times a semester and then play a bunch of gigs in the summer as well. So it's a fairly active group there and really, really fun as well. So
in residence is a relative term in that case.
Correct. But when we're there, we're just sequestered down in the percussion studio playing and playing and playing. So
Then you have another group. I like in your bio how it's described as the hyper-ecstatic Afro-Cuban quartet El Clandestino.
Right. El Clandestino, since I've moved here, has certainly been less active. But that was a Latin jazz Afro-Cuban group quartet that was going for about 5 or 6 years. And it drew on all these different Cuban and jazz musical types. From Afro-Cuban religious music to rumba to, the Latin jazz you might have heard out of Iraquere or the Chucho Valdez Quartet or anything like that. We described it as hyper-ecstatic because, again, it wasn't your sort of shoegazing jazz quartet. It was definitely loud and in your face. So I used to call it salsa, heavy metal salsa, and that was pretty apt because that stuff would get out of control pretty quick. So,
and from the diversity of all of these groups that you're involved with, is it fair to say that you've transferred some of that to the percussion ensemble there at Eastern?
Yeah, definitely. The percussion ensemble here, we do a good mix of different cultural kinds of music, not only the music that we're talking about today, music from Cuba and all over Cuba, really, but we also do a lot of Western classical music for percussion. I would say that's actually about two-thirds of our programming. We gave a concert earlier in the semester that featured that kind of stuff. Chamber music for percussion or large percussion ensemble pieces, of course, mostly that have been written in the last 40 to 50 years, because that's a rather young field, a young discipline. So, yeah, we do all that sort of Western classical stuff from John Cage to David Gillingham to Nebojsa Zivkovic, and then we do all this traditional Afro-Cuban music. And in the next couple of years, I will probably, as we get more and more instruments and get a larger battery of things we can bang on, I will probably start a Brazilian samba group as well, a batucada. So, it's a diverse array of things we make noise with.
So the Afro-Cuban is pretty much the focus of this concert.
That's true, although the first piece on the concert is from the standard repertoire of percussion chamber music these days. It's a piece by a Japanese composer named Minoru Miki. It's called Marimba Spiritual, and it's a piece for solo marimba and three percussion. It actually has nothing to do with the Afro-Cuban stuff, but since this is a multicultural concert, we put that on it, and the choirs are playing or singing music from Armenia and music from the Americas and all over the place. And then we have our fairly substantial Afro-Cuban portion right in the middle that will, it'll be a lot of fun, I think, so.
And you're doing things, the choirs each alone, and you alone, and then also together?
Yeah, there's some percussion on each of the choir pieces, or most of the choir pieces. We're doing the Leonard Bernstein Chichester, I can never say this word right, Chichester Psalm.
There you go.
The first movement of that. I should remember not to say it too fast. That has some percussion on it, an arrangement of a spiritual that Richard Rossi, our orchestra and choral director here, did that features some percussion. So there's a bunch of percussion with the choirs as well. So,
and then there's a bunch of singing percussionists, which we'll talk about in just a moment. I want to hear.
That's right.
I want to play first a sample of.
Sure.
The sort of thing that they will be doing. Why don't you introduce this tune? This is track 2 off of the CD you gave me of various samples.
Right. This is using 3 drums called bata drums from Cuba, which are double-headed instruments. And when they play by themselves, they essentially recite a liturgy or exemplify the talking drum aspect of West African and Afrocentric percussion. They're kind of saying prayers or imitating speech on their drum heads. In this case, they're accompanying a prayer to a deity named Elegua, who is sort of the opener of the passageway between the heavens and the earth. And when you begin an Afro-Cuban religious ceremony or concert or something, you always salute him first so that you can essentially receive permission to go forward. So we're going to start our portion of the concert tonight with that tune.
And do you know who we're hearing in this particular performance?
This is a great, great Afro-Cuban CD called Bembe, and the artist who sort of put it together is a guy named Milton Cardona. He lives in New York City. These are all New York City musicians. New York, of course, having a really large Cuban population. And it's just a fantastic recording of bata drums and Afro-Cuban religious music. So I thank him for this record that came out about almost 20 years ago, that I have studied every groove on it for decades. So,
and you're putting it some on the concert tonight at 7:30 with the Eastern Illinois University Choral Ensembles and Percussion Ensembles. And my guest here is Jamie Ryan, who is the percussion professor at Eastern. And here we go. That was a performance of some music that you can hear tonight at 7:30 on a concert by the percussion ensembles at Eastern Illinois University, joining with the choral ensembles there, their multicultural concert. Jamie Ryan is my guest on Live and Local for this portion of the show, and he's the percussion instructor there. And I introduced your introduction to that piece by saying that there's going to be singing percussionists on the concert, because I asked you when you sent me this CD, will the choirs be singing along with the drummers? And I guess,
well, we are
not on this piece.
Everybody's worst nightmare. We are our own choir. So, singing percussionists, yes, indeed. The Afro-Cuban percussion is so dependent on songs and song forms, and to become a good percussionist in this kind of music, you have to learn all the tunes, as a jazz drummer has to learn all the standard jazz repertoire and that kind of thing. So we've actually spent half of our rehearsal time in the last couple of months just singing and clapping a rhythm called clave, which is sort of the central rhythm of Afro-Cuban music. It's sort of the key that keeps us all together. So most of our early rehearsals, certainly, we were just learning these songs. I teach all this music by rote, which is exactly how I was taught it and how I've learned it. So they've got a lot of songs in their heads sort of swimming around in there. Hopefully we sing all the right ones at the right time tonight. We're doing a lot of singing. There's even a lot of harmonizing. I've got a bunch of good singers in this group, so it had just never been drawn out of them before.
And how have they responded to doing it?
At first, as is usually the case with people who are new to this, I think they were a little shy, and especially with a few of them now coming forward and wanting to take over some of the lead roles of the singing, which has been great for me because I don't have to sing the entire time now, just most of it. There's a couple of natural leaders in the group, so we've got some pretty strong voices, and now they're actually singing very, very well. The thing is with this music, if the songs are not powerful, then the drumming itself actually begins to sound very pedestrian or just not very interesting, unless you have a great, great master of this music. But if you don't have good singing, if you don't have strong vocals, then the music doesn't actually go anywhere. So they've learned to use their voices not only as singers, but use their voices as percussion instruments. It's really what drives this music more than anything. So
you've given away also that you'll obviously then be performing with them.
Yes, I will. I don't actually think I'm doing a little bit of playing. There are some lead and solo drum parts, which, most of them have only been studying this music with me now for this year, so they're not quite up to the level yet where they can be just totally ripping it on the soloistic parts, but playing some more of the supporting drum parts, more of the static parts, they're really doing great. I mean, they're sounding quite professional, so I think it's really good. So I'll be singing and playing a couple of lead drum parts, but for the most part, it's these guys playing, and I'm just standing to the side singing. So,
how many students in the ensemble?
This semester, there are 10. Normally, it's a little bigger than that, but we got a couple out student teaching this semester. So, but 10 is a good number, because with most of this Afro-Cuban music, the ensembles are relatively small, usually 3 to 5 players. So we use those extra voices to bolster our chorus. And a few of them are actually singing and playing, which took me, of course, a long time to get used to doing, but they're doing pretty well. So if you want to see some people multitask and do a really good job of it, tonight's concert is for you. So
7:30, the yeah. EIU Percussion Ensemble.
Yeah.
Let's hear another track from this CD. This is a piece that I won't ask you to repeat the story, that because I asked logically enough, what does this mean? And you said basically, I don't know.
Yeah.
El Tajonero.
Yeah.
A rumba on box drums. You do have the gist of it, though, that one of your students told you.
Right. This word Tajonero, I've never been able to come up with a definitive answer about what it means, and it is in Spanish, but look as I might, I can't exactly figure out what a tajonero does, but one of my students, who is a native Spanish speaker, he sort of asked his family, and they came up with that it might be someone who cooks in a particular way. I think, as with a lot of Afro-Cuban lyrics in Spanish, it's being used as sort of a double entendre in this kind of format. So someone who's called a tajonero, they may not be actually being called a cook, but someone who can really stir up some trouble or other kinds of things. So, but it's a beautiful song. It's in a style of music called yambu, which is a sort of a form of this rumba street or party music. And it's played on these box drums that the box drums that we have are finely crafted and you know, measured and all this stuff, but rumba can be played on any sort of box or two spoons clacked together or something like that. The music itself sort of had its root in the port cities of Cuba, and when slaves were not occupied unloading ships, if there was no ship to unload, they would often play music on these leftover packing crates or, you know, dowels or something that was lying around, because they were not allowed to have drums of their own. So if the police come looking for drums and they see no drums, then they can't really indict anyone for having just played some drums. So I think it was very, very clever to create these instruments so that they could have some expression in their new forcibly transplanted home. You know?
So if you got a bunch of kids sitting around and you want to train them on the drums, just get your packing, your moving boxes out,
that'll
work.
Or turn over a dresser drawer, that'll work too.
I'll bet they'd love that.
One of the greatest rumba performances I ever heard, this group called Afro Cuba, I heard him in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, of all places, and he didn't have a good enough cajon to play on, so he went and found a drawer in the dressing room, and he turned it over and used it for the performance, and it was like hearing a Stradivarius.
Wow.
I kid you not, it was something else.
Maybe it was a particularly finely crafted dresser drawer.
It must have been, you know, it must have been like some luxuriously expensive wood. So it was nice.
Okay, then. It's a music called El Tajonero. And who do we have playing now?
This is a famous group from Cuba called Los Muñequitos de Matanzas. They're probably the world's foremost rumba experts. And seeing them, hearing them in concert is a life-changing event. So.
And you can change your life by hearing the Eastern Illinois University Percussion Ensembles do this tune tonight at 7:30 on their multicultural concert. It's Jamie Ryan, my guest on Live and Local. That was a tune called El Tajonero, a rumba on box drums, as described by Jamie Ryan, percussion faculty member at the Eastern Illinois University Department of Music, and he's leading the percussion ensemble along with, well, you're not leading the choral ensembles, but they will be joining you on the concert, on this multicultural concert tonight at 7:30.
Right.
The Dowden of Fine Arts Center, and I know you've got to go teach a class and get these guys whipped in shape for tonight.
That's right.
By the way, do you have a mix of guys and girls?
This semester it's all males.
Oh, is it really?
But there are two ladies in the percussion studio. They have to there's a music education requirement here that you take, that you be in mixed chorus for one semester, and the mixed chorus and the percussion ensemble, they meet at the same time. So they had to go do their choir duty this semester, but we miss them terribly. So
all right then. Well, let's go out with one more track, which has a wonderful title of Ti Mon Bo.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for that.
Yeah, this is a track off of a Tito Puente CD called Top Percussion, which is another one that I've studied for years and years and loved. And the title comes from the first syllable of each of the performers' names. There's Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, who plays congas on this, and then Willie Bobo, who is the famous bongo player that you hear on this. Tito, of course, was the great Latin jazz band leader and timbali player. And this is essentially what's called a descarga, which is a sort of jam session based on a repetitive sort of groove. So we're doing two of these kind of pieces, including this very one, and basically allows all the percussionists to have a solo, and then there's a recurring theme that comes around every once in a while, but allows the students to work on improvisation, and they're doing really well with that. So,
well, we'll let you go off to your class.
Yeah,
and best of luck on tonight's concert.
Well, thanks very much. I hope some people will come out.
Oh, I imagine they will. It's stuff you can tap your feet to, and
for sure,
and slap your thighs and whatever else you want to do.
Right.
Clap
and,
your hands.
Yeah, and dresser drawers as well. So
should they bring dresser drawers?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, they might be checked at the door.
Yeah.
Check your drawer at the door.
Right.
EIU Choral Ensembles and Percussion Ensembles tonight at 7:30 at the Dowden. Jamie Ryan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tito Puente with Mongo Santa Maria and Willie Bobo in a tune called Ti Mon Bo on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks for joining us for the show tomorrow, for the show today. I'll be back on Monday with another show from 12 to 1. Conversations about performances in your listening area. And here are a number of other ones that you can go see and hear. There's a lot going on. I'll see what I can mention here on the show for this weekend. Men in Tights is a special event at the Springfield Ballet Company. Apparently some local area celebrities dressing up for that dance. It's at the Hoagland Center for the Arts on 6th Street in Springfield tonight at 7 o'clock. At the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30, it's Momix, a dancer illusionist performance. And the University of Illinois Concert Bands, two of them, are at the Follinger Great Hall at the Krannert tonight at 7:30. UI Concert Jazz Band is there at 7:30 also tonight. Boneyard Jazz Quintet is the Iron Post in downtown Urbana this evening at 5. Mohammed Seymour High School is presenting How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a matinee Sunday at 2 o'clock. Always Patsy Cline continues at the Station Theater in Urbana at 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Britain's Opera Albert Herring is at the Krannert Center, University of Illinois Opera Program, presenting it tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Emerson Middle School in Champaign presenting Annie Jr. tonight at 7 o'clock and also tomorrow at 2:30 and 7. Niawi is a program of Ecuadorian music. It's free at the Spurlock Museum tonight at 7:30. There's also a workshop this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Spurlock. Springfield Classical Guitar Society presents the Millikan University Guitar Ensemble in Springfield tomorrow evening at 8 at First Presbyterian Church. It's Beat Kitchen at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday evening at 9:30. The Chorale is giving its Young Artist Scholarship Concert at Faith United Methodist Church Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. And it's the Wide World of Urbana Community Concert Saturday from 4 to 7:30 at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. Sandunga performing at the Iron Post Saturday evening from 6 to 9, Afro-Cuban music. Sinai's Got Talent, we've mentioned, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Sinai Temple. A concert of Balinese music and dance at the Levis Faculty Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, Sunday at 4. The Bodacious String Band is at the Iron Post Sunday at 4 at 4 o'clock. I said that, Sunday in Urbana at 4 o'clock. And the Asian Pacific American Heritage Month Celebration is at Lincoln Square in Urbana, Sunday from 2 to 4.